Good morning, race fans. Eddie the Hat here, coming at you from the studios of horseracing-selections.com. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, and we're looking forward to another solid upcoming weekend of racing from Santa Anita, the great race place. And we certainly hope that you join us for this upcoming weekend. We've got the normal Friday, Saturday, Sunday cards going. First post on all 3 days will be 1 o'clock. And for those of you who are interested, the Preakness also goes this Saturday. And it's going to be a good race, folks. Despite the fact that the Kentucky Derby winner is not participating, we have the filly, the DeWayne Lucas filly Secret Oath, is going to be participating. So it's going to be a nice race and a nice upcoming weekend from Santa Anita, and we hope you join us. Log on right now, sign up at horseracing-selections.com and get our horse racing report plus selections for all the weekend winners. All right, just a heads up that the Pick 6 single ticket jackpot is starting to creep up again. It is currently now at $348,046. So keep that in mind if you're going to be putting in a ticket on, this weekend. Quite frankly, make sure you put those oddballs in there, because, folks, without the oddballs, well, you don't get a single ticket. And it's really difficult with all the syndicates and all the large tickets getting thrown in. So keep that in mind when you are putting together your tickets. Okay, as I said, today is Wednesday, May 18th, and we're going to be looking at the previous week of racing out at Santa Anita. And this will be we'll be kicking off on Friday, May 13th. And the first horse we're going to talk about here is in the third race, Coera. Nice looking win here from this six-year-old mare of Grand Canyon from the Vladimir Serin barn, ridden perfectly here by Kyle Frey. And this horse had been a little camera shy of late, 0-for-3 this year. She was 0-for-5 in her career over the Santa Anita turf. But nice looking win here from her. And judging by the way she won and the way she looked when she came back, she might be able to win again. So we're going to keep our eye on her when her name is dropped back in the entry box. That is Coera. So let's circle her out of Friday's third race. Debut win here in the sixth on Friday by Super Chief. And it was a nice looking win. This son of awesome again, Leobrado Barsolio, had some sneaky works going in. Some were relatively on the slow side, and then I guess the main thing here was that May 6th drill and 59-2 out of the gate. Well, he ran to that drill and was able to get away at an $18 win mutual. So congratulations to the connections here. Diego Herrera gave this horse a nice ride. And judging by the way he won, this horse might have a little bit of quality. Might be one of those sneaky horses that maybe got overlooked a little in his debut, but turns out to be something. So we're going to circle Super Chief out of Friday 6th and follow him back. First time versus winners. How about the 7th race here? Nora's Princess on Friday. This was a horse that disappointed us. We were really impressed with this Clubhouse Ride Filly's maiden win, where she broke slow, raced well off the pace early on from her rail post, and gathered momentum and put in a nice elongated run through the stretch to win going away. Well, she didn't repeat that effort on Friday, that's for sure. However, we're not going to give up on her. We're going to give her this one and come back. So we were so impressed with the way she broke her maiden that we're going to give her a pass with this dull race here and follow her. So Nora's Princess is going to be a horse that we're going to be paying attention to. And as usual, well, we suggest you do too. And let's see what happens when she comes back. On Saturday in the fourth race, Thirsty John looked good winning here from Walter Solis under Juan Hernandez. Walter's very good with the babies, and this horse was ready to go at $6.20 off of some mediocre drills. Not bad, nothing really eye-opening, but Walter's horses are always fit, and this was a typical race here for a horse that just grinded out the win and looked good doing it. So when the babies come back after they break their maiden, it's always very, very precocious. It's always something that we're always excited about to see. Well, just how good is she or how good is he? Well, we'll find out with this one. But let's follow Thirsty John when he surfaces first time versus winners here. In Saturday's fifth race, the Santa Barbara, Neige Blanche, if they ran turf marathons in a regular fashion here in Southern California, this horse would be a superstar. Not that she's too far from it now. This five-year-old mare, Leonard Powell, has done a very good job with her. The longer, the better, folks. And mile and a half, mile and a quarter, you're not going to find a better horse. Mile and three quarters, you're not going to find a better horse than this mare. She grinds out her wins, and she's versatile. She can lay up somewhat close to the pace, or if the pace is fast, she can lag and make one run, but that one run is usually a winning one. And that was the case on Saturday for Neige Blanche. We might not see her again for a while because, like I said, they don't card the turf marathon races that often here. But I'll tell you, when you see her name and you see the distance, take note and go to the window. In the eighth race on Saturday, One More Bid. We're going to give this horse a pass from a very, very troubled start. Bobbled, was kind of awkward leaving the gate here, and just kind of lost interest early on under Tyler Bays. The son of California Chrome was able to grind out a fourth place finish here, but just wasn't able to overcome that bad start. So let's draw a line through One More Bid's race. And also a horse that caught our eye on Saturday is in the ninth race, Sky on Ice, a John Sadler horse. This horse raced back, well back early, a little bit further back than we had anticipated. But nonetheless, when she did find her stride, the daughter of Hebe Fire and Ice, who's a horse that used to run around Southern California here, really, really kicked it in an impressive turn of foot through the stretch. This might have been just a race that he needed, and definitely going to be on our watch list. That's Sky on Ice out of Saturday's ninth race. Sunday in the third race, this was a maiden special weight. Lady T certainly looked like an improving filly. The Into Mischief daughter, John Sheriff's trainee, was well handled by Victor Espinoza and just won as she pleased. Wrapped up, looked really good on the gallop out, came back looking good. She's going to be a filly that needs to be reckoned with. Took her a little bit to break her maiden, but when you look at who she was running against, it's understandable. Ida, you look at the Everly's Girl, Under the Stars. These are some decent fillies. So Lady T is on her way after that nice looking win, and let's give her a peek back versus winners. The good thing about it, she's from the John Sheriff stable, who takes care of his horses. He's very kind and does what's best for them. So when she comes back, she'll be ready to rock and roll again, I'm sure. And finally, wrapping things up in the eighth race on Saturday, Bolden, or Sunday rather, the eighth race on Sunday. Bolden, returning horse, was off since June 5th of 2020, when he broke his maiden very impressively. Folks, obviously, this guy's got some problems. It took him that long to get back to the races, but boy, did he look good on Sunday. $6.80. That was kind of an elevated wind mutual than what we were expecting. But Abel Cedillo and Phil D'Amato certainly did all they needed to do to get this guy to the winner's circle. He came back looking good. And obviously, if he comes out of the race in fine form, the still unbeaten son of Square Eddie is going to be tough to deal with next time. So let's follow him and give him some respect when you see him back at the races. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Backstretch Talk, our Wednesday podcast where we highlight the trip and trouble notes from the horses from the previous week. And we are currently now, of course, at Santa Anita. So don't forget to join us on Friday for this week at Santa Anita, where we give you the a preview of the upcoming races out at Santa Anita, and also give you a free play to hopefully get your week started on a winning note. Put some cash in your pocket so that you have something to play with on the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. There's only one thing left to do, guys. That's cash some bets. And hopefully you have a big weekend out at Santa Anita. And visit us at horseracing-selections.com to get those winners. And, well, only one thing left to say. We'll be talking to you again soon. Have a great week.